For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The new chief of the Owensboro Public Schools is no stranger to the area. Nick Brake signed a four-year contract Monday to take over as leader of the school system, following 7 years with the Greater Owensboro Economic Development Corporation. And it's not Brake's first time working in the field of education. He spent a combined 16 years as a high school teacher, coach, academic dean, central office worker with the Davis County Public Schools, and an administrator with the Owensboro Community and Technical College. Mr. Brake joined us over the phone from Owensboro to talk about his new position as chief of Owensboro Public Schools, and we started by asking him what he gained from his previous life as an educator that will enable him in his new position.
Well, certainly it's all about high-quality instruction and good teaching. We know very clearly why students learn and why they succeed. They succeed because of good teachers. So I loved my job when I was a teacher, and I've continued to teach along the way, even through this job. I completed a course last week for Western that I taught. So teaching is not only a profession that I hold high esteem for. The work that teachers do is really fundamental to the work that a school system does in promoting learning. So I plan to do everything I can to support our teachers and their efforts toward continuous improvement and providing the kind of instruction that helps students learn, remove the barriers, and create the environment for that learning to take place.
Well, picking up on what you just mentioned, what are some of the things that you think teachers and administrators need to better do their jobs to serve students?
Well, certainly, a school district provides resources and helps the teachers helps remain competitive in the profession and attract high quality individuals, and that's going to be a major priority. I think it already is a priority of that school system. But certainly, students come with a varied set of experiences, a varied set of environmental factors that sometimes can inhibit learning. So anything we can do, whether it's providing the opportunities for these students when they're very young in early childhood learning environments that help to create that culture of learning in that family, is really important to providing at the end of their school experience the opportunity to interface with the community through career and technical opportunities. And in this school system, the arts is a prominent feature, and it's a great draw for the kids in this school system. It's a draw for my own kids that go to this school system. So, promoting all those facets of student learning, I think, is going to continue to be a priority.
And what have you learned in your 7 years with the Greater Owensboro Economic Development Corporation that is in some way applicable to your new position as head of the Owensboro Public School System?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I've had a tremendous experience the last several years working with the workforce and understanding what the job market looks like. And so as we prepare students to be college and career ready, understanding those requirements, what employers are looking for and who those employers are and where there is potential alignment between the high school programs where they transition to post-secondary education and to the workforce. I've worked on that and understand intimately what the requirements are. My work in the community college system, I work primarily with the vocational, technical, and career programs. So understanding how the high school integrates into the post-secondary world there with the two-year college is really critical. And I think that's important. The other component, I think, is for the last several years, I've worked very closely from a public policy perspective with leadership in Frankfort and Washington, and certainly education funding and education issues are always prominent in both the state capitol and at the national level. So my ability, I think, to work in that environment, I think, is hopefully going to be an asset to our schools as well.
Now, as you know, there's been a real ongoing conversation, I think, in our country, really ever since 2008 with the economic meltdown. Mm-hmm. I think there's been a lot of questions I've heard, at least, people asking, are we sending too many young people to four-year colleges when, in fact, maybe what some of them need is to go what some of them need is to go to a vocational school, and the idea of reintroducing better, you know, vocational technical education.
Well, absolutely. I think in just about every other country in the world, you know, access to that type of high quality career technical learning is a mainstream rather than an ancillary service. And so I think really providing those opportunities is important. But I also think providing exit and reentry points is important. You're right. Our system has been geared toward, seems to be geared sometimes towards sending everybody to the four-year college, when in reality the opportunities for the technical training for the two-year degree or even for entry into the workforce are very much there. But we also need to make sure that we don't close the door at any one of those points, and that those points do lead back to reentry into whether it's the two-year college system, whether it's the four-year college. So I think the seamlessness of the system is important part of emphasis, and being able to work among those systems is something that I've done and spent a good amount of my career doing, and will certainly be enthusiastic to embrace that approach to education for this school system.
You mentioned your past experience in working with lawmakers in Frankfurt to achieve goals. If you could speak to, say, the Speaker of the House and the President of the Kentucky Senate, and you had them for 5 minutes, and could tell them one thing about either education funding or some way that the legislature could play a role in helping out a school system such as yours, what would that be?
I would tell them to fully fund pre-K, preschool education. It's some of the smartest money and some of the best investments that you can make in the future. If you fully fund those programs, not only do you contribute 3-to-1 to their earnings later, but you also, every dollar you spend there ends up saving the state money on the back end with benefit programs, criminal justice, you name all the different savings. It's a long-term investment, and sometimes those are difficult for public policymakers to swallow, but I think it's an investment that needs to be made, and the evidence is overwhelmingly clear to do that.
Nick Brick, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
We've been speaking with Nick Brake, who this week was named the next chief of Owensboro Public Schools. Brake will take over the position that's currently held by Dr. Larry Vick on July the 1st. Brake reenters the education field following 7 years with the Greater Owensboro Economic Development Corporation. Before that, he spent 16 years as a high school teacher, employee with the Davis County Public School System's central office, and as an administrator with the Owensboro Community Technical College. I'm Kevin Willis, reporting for the Public Radio Service of Western Kentucky University.